May I help you?
Oh, hi, Michael. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Okay.
Good. Good to hear. I was actually just following up. I understand that you recently signed up with us, and now you were having some second thoughts regarding the account and the call tracking number?
Yeah. I mean, I was told about the call tracking number, but wasn't explained how it was used. And
okay.
I don't want it to be on my listings or whatever.
Okay.
So if there's another way to do it, to track the calls, I suggested to him that I could forward my calls to your tracking number, but I don't know. The guy, Matthew, he's not a very good customer service guy or whatever he does. Not very good.
Mm. I'm sorry to hear that. Maybe he needs some more training or something, but I'll definitely make a note of it and see what we can do there. So I want to clarify a couple of things, if I may, only because the call tracking number, typically that's a $300 upgrade for our existing clients. He put it in there for you free of charge. So, you know, I think there were notes that your son had used this in the past and he didn't have it. Chances are he just didn't want to pay the extra for it because it's typically used as an upsell. The benefit of it is that your regular business line, that stays the same. You still get calls on it. You can still use it on your website. Nothing changes there. But with the Google page and the Facebook ads, that we would put it on those destinations so that you can track the results that you're getting specifically as a result of this program. Now, let's say down the road you cancel this service and you don't want it anymore, which I don't foresee happening because nobody would cancel on profit. And for you, there's a solid book of business in your backyard, but it's slipping through your fingers, right, because of the weaker internet presence, and that's what we'll fix for you. But let's say that somewhere down the road you end up canceling, then no problem. We just take the call tracking number off of the Google page and off of the Facebook ads, and those directories and search engines and everything we promoted for you, it still belongs to you. We set you up as the owner and then we're just managing it. But the call tracking, our clients that use it say it's absolutely phenomenal for two aspects. Number one, Michael, is it's going to eliminate a lot of spam callers because we'll put a press one, press two greeting on it. And usually spam callers are computer generated. So you'll hear something on there, you know, like thank you for calling EV Charge Fast Mobile and Roadside. If you're a new customer, press one. If you're an existing customer, press two. Both options will ring over to you. But if it's a computer generated spam call, they can't press one or two. So those will fall off. And when you're connected, it's an actual client on the other line. Second benefit is that the calls are recorded and stored on your dashboard for quality assurance, which our clients absolutely love, not only for tracking the revenue return that they're getting on it and knowing exactly which customers, you know, were sold based on this program, but people like it because they can retrieve data from the calls. And one recent example is I have a client of ours that's a roofer. He was up on a roof and he was in the middle of putting, you know, tar on the roof, and someone called him for a bid and he took the address, but he was kind of preoccupied. Well, later when he was ready to go on the bid, he thought, oh no, I don't know what I did with that address because I was in the middle of roofing. So he went to the dashboard and he listened to the call and he retrieved the address that he could go to on the call, which he felt was much more professional than having to call the client back and ask them for it a second time. You know, so there's a lot of neat things that you'll notice if you do utilize it that I think you would really love. And, you know, especially since they didn't charge you extra for it, I think that, you know, maybe if you would be open to it, you should, you know, at least try it, because it doesn't affect your business number in any way, shape, or form. That stays the same.
Oh, I understand that. I have a service that does record the calls and all that for me.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know. I just, I don't, Here's the problem I have with it, because, you know, people have my number, they save it. It's that number. It's not my number. So say me and you later on part ways. These people that have my number saved is going to go to some number that doesn't go to me. And I'm paying for that. And then, you know, all that I paid for, then what? The customers that I paid for to make a customer out of them, then have my number saved, they're not able to get a hold of me because the number's no good no more, you know? And then, so I prefer to have my own phone number on there. I suggested to Matthew that I could forward my calls to your tracking number, and then you could do the same thing. But he didn't seem to get it through his head. He says, well, how can you forward calls? I said, well, don't you know how to forward a phone call? And he sat and argued with me about that, and just, you know, I don't know. But he just, you know, he talked down to me like I was his kid or something. You know, I'm a 60-year-old person, you know, and, you know, I know how to forward phone calls, you know. And he tried
That's
to tell me, I couldn't do it. He's going, how are you going to do it? You're
going to
answer it? No, you know better than that.
Wow.
You know how to forward a phone call. You just.
Yeah.
You know, I've been able to forward a phone call before there were cell phones, you know. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I don't know if you have that. I don't have a problem doing that, you know. If you want to see,
well,
possible,
I think the problem is it's not, our system isn't set up to do it that way for the call tracking. I mean, of course you could forward it to us, but that wouldn't mean that you would need a call tracking number, right? Because you're just forwarding us data, so you wouldn't need that extra number. So, so maybe that's what he was trying to relay, but however he did it, it's completely unacceptable. And I apologize on his behalf, and we'll definitely put him through some more training so he knows how to handle this. One thing that I could do for you, Michael, just to kind of compensate you, for the heartache that you had with him, because it sounds like it wasn't, you know, the best conversation, is if you wanted to continue, I can give you an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end. And my objective in doing that is to give you plenty of time to get your business on the first page, get your phone ringing with new clients. That way you can see the magnitude of what this will do for your business. With that extra 2 weeks on the back end, you'd be paid in full all the way till January 30th. So, you know, I think that might be a really good route for you to go, just so that you can kind of taste and see and feel and touch how this will work. I do have a question, though. The website that I see is fixitlocksmith.com, but you were wanting to promote EV Charge Fast.
I kept telling him about that.
Okay.
I told him to erase all that off there, that I'm not using that business. I told him what I'm doing. They never took off the phone number or the website or nothing. And it's just like, I don't know.
Let me take a look here. I want to see if he put a note in here for us to build you a new site under the new business name, because,
no.
You know, typically that's okay. So you don't want a new site?
No. So here's the deal.
Okay.
I already told him from the beginning. I have all my phone numbers, cards, shirts with numbers and names. And he's wanting me to change my name to my business, too. So, you know, I don't know. He's a pushy guy, and he doesn't listen to the customer or whatever. It just, it was from the beginning. I dealt with another guy at first, and then somehow he came in the picture. And just, he's not a very good person. I mean, just a pushy guy, and just, you know, he's, like you said, he wanted me to change my name to my business, you know. And, you know, so here's how I feel. I feel like they want me to change my business name. They want me to turn my Google ad over to them and change my phone number and put it all branding on that. I feel like that. I'm not saying you're going to do it, but you guys can hold my business hostage for me if you didn't want to give it back or whatever, or you know, just a, you know, it's the impression I get from him, you know, or whatever. Just like, you know, I just feel like if like we part ways down the road and I want things back the way it was, that there's going to be a problem, you know? So.
Well, the good news is that doesn't happen with our corporation, and I'm sure you've dug a little bit deeper and you saw that we have an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau. We have over, you know, 800 five-star impeccable ratings on Google. So that doesn't happen. If we were holding businesses hostage and not giving them their information back, you know, we would be having an F rating and probably be shut down in no time, right?
Yeah.
So we also have earned a premier partnership with Google because we're an upstanding company of 21 years in business as a corporation. So those types of things absolutely don't happen. And if you'd feel more comfortable, I'd even compose an email and put it in writing for you just to let you know that if you ever were to discontinue service, all of your data belongs to you and your phone number is the only one promoted. All of that, like, would definitely be put in writing for you, but, you know, to elevate your comfort level. But I would, like I said, give you that extra 2 weeks for free on the back end just so that you have plenty of time to, you know, kind of see what this will do for your business. Because, like I said, I know that you're going to absolutely love it.
So, okay, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
This is about the forwarding. So
yes.
If you leave my number on there and I have it forward to you guys and you say your system don't work that way, well, why? Because it's got to call me from your system back? Is that why you're saying it won't work?
So because the way that our call tracking tracks the calls is probably uh-huh. similar to the way your system tracks the calls. People call the 346-299-0929, and then when they call it, it forwards over to your phone number. So that's how the calls are actually recorded and stored on the dashboard. So if you were using your phone number and forwarding us data, then it's not considered a call tracking number. You know what I mean? It's just our system doesn't work that way. It has to go through the call tracking number in order for you to see it. But I'll tell you one thing, Michael, if this would help you out a little bit, is I have clients all day long that, you know, they'll call me and they'll say, you know, oh, it's so weird. I've had a client that I've worked with for the past 10 years and they called me through your call tracking number and I can't understand because they have my regular business number saved, right? So how did that happen? Well, I tell them, they must have lost your regular business number. Even though you thought they had it saved, they didn't. And what they did is they just Googled your business name and they called the number that they saw on there, right? And the same thing would apply to you if you ever discontinued working with us and then we put your direct line back up there. Guess what? If you ever discontinued, they're going to just Google, you know, if they needed you and they'll see your number, you know? So, or when you deal with them, just tell them, hey, do me a favor, save my business number in your phone as this. You know, you could always give them your regular number if you wanted to. So, but also, did anybody in onboarding tell you about the Local Splash app by chance?
Yeah, I had it.
Okay, good, good.
This is what how I end up finding out that you're going to put the number on the website, because they didn't tell me that this when I signed up that you're going to take your tracking number and put it on my listing. But anyway, so the lady set it up and she was trying to call me and it wasn't going through for some reason. And she says, well, you have to answer it on the app. And I that was another thing I didn't like, that I had to go to find the app. And what, do I have to leave your app running all the time? Or, you know, I don't know. But it wouldn't answer. She called me like 4 or 5 times, and it wasn't working, you know. And then, so, you know, that's one another reason why I was discouraged by it, too, that it's not working right, you know. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
You don't have to answer it through the app. I think she was mistaken.
Well,
you can answer it. But it could be that it's setting it up. There was a kink or something that needed to be fixed, like a technical issue. But all you have to do is answer your phone when people call you.
No, but
and if you see, but for her, it wasn't working.
Phone, okay. It took control of my phone. I couldn't answer the phone the regular way. My little button, what you push to answer the phone, it was blue, which I've never seen a blue before. And then I said, well, I have to answer through the app. So I went to the app to try to answer, because when I pushed the blue, pushed the button on the phone to answer, it wouldn't answer. So I said, well, I knew it was her. So I went to the app and tried to answer it. The little mm-hmm. orange button that's on there, and it wouldn't answer. I don't know.
Okay. Let me ask. I'm going to ask James. He's in our verification department, and he sets up the call tracking numbers, and he is the most awesome person when we have, like, I have a question like this that I'm not understanding. He can usually, you know, tell me what the issue is and fix it. So let me just ask him real quick. So question, what number are you wanting the call tracking to forward to? The one ending in 2045, which is on your website?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was another thing I kept telling them. That's my number. That's my website. And that's all the other stuff you have. I told them, get rid of that. Do not put that on there. I said, I don't want it confused with this business, you know? And
yeah.
For some reason, it never got taken off. It was like, Matthew doesn't listen to, you know. So, I don't know.
Okay. So, I'm going to ask James. Usually, we work on a GChat system throughout the office. So, usually, I will hear back within, like, you know, 90 seconds or 2 minutes. But just in case he's on the other line or he's in a meeting and he doesn't, you know, respond right away, I can always, you know, get back to you as soon as he does. But I want to just ask him. I relayed to him what you said, that when you tested it with onboarding, what happened is you couldn't answer the call, and the button on your phone had turned blue rather than green, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
now
I couldn't answer it. It wouldn't answer. So.
Okay. Yeah. So is the call tracking number that you have that records calls already, that's also that number ending in 2045?
No, that's my actual cell phone number.
Oh, okay. Well, then this should be an easy fix. I thought maybe that was your other call tracking number, so it got into like a three-way loop where it would call one number that would call the next number, and then
yeah.
By the time it tried to call your number, it was, yeah, hitting a glitch. But he's actually typing something in now because I can see the little bubbles moving, so let's just see what he says, and we can get it fixed for you. That's no problem. So... yeah, the only purpose of the Local Splash app is that you can see the calls and respond to the calls in real time. But you don't have to answer a call through the app. All you should do is be able to answer your phone the old-fashioned way. But on the call tracking calls, it'll show you either the call tracking number as the ID, or it'll say Local Splash Leads. So you'll know when someone's calling through it that it's, you know, someone that's finding you on Google or through the Facebook ad. I see the number is set to, okay, good. So he has it set to correctly. Keep in mind, though, client is logged into the app, so it will dial the phone that the app is on. It'll forward to. I don't get that. What does that mean? So you're logged into the app through the same phone, right? He says it's an iPhone 13 Pro Max.
Yeah. But
that's
I'm
so weird that they would know that. Like, that's weird to me that they would know that. Okay. So you logged
off my phone.
Oh, you took the app off the phone?
Oh, I thought I did. No, it's still on there. Sorry about that.
Okay. Maybe let me see. I see. Let's see. Client is logged into app, so it will dial the phone that the app is on. But that is the phone that the app is on, right?
It will dial the phone that the app is on, yeah.
Meaning the phone number that is that iPhone 13 Pro Max, that's the one that has the number of 346-885-2045?
Yes.
Okay. So let me put, this is the phone number that the app is on. I am speaking with the client
right
now.
I don't know.
You shouldn't have to log out of the app. I thought he was saying, like, let's say that you had a secondary number for the business and you were logged in with that secondary number, but this is the same number that it's forwarding to, so I don't see why there's a problem or why you would have to log out. Let me try to test it, and we'll see if it's still happening. When did the onboarding test it with you? Was it today or was it on a different day?
Yesterday.
Yesterday, okay. This is... I'm just asking him, why does he have to log out of the app, or is that not needed? So I'm just going to ask and see what he says, and then we'll test it. You have a great business, by the way. I'm always worried. We live right by a major Tesla charging station. It's like connected to our local Costco. But I always worry, like, when I see electric vehicles on a long distance journey, I'm always like, I'd be afraid to do that because, you know, if they're hybrid and they, you know, have a backup, that's fine. But if you don't charge it enough to get to your destination or if it runs out faster, then, you know, they're going to need someone like you. So... So
that's if they keep building them, the electric cars. They're talking about, Ford is talking about not building them no more.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that. Wow. Why is that? Because they're running out, like, on long distance trips, so to speak, or?
It's probably because they don't they take long to charge and they don't go very far, and now they don't have the subsidies for the, you know, when you go buy one, you know, you get that break on the price or whatever. That ended.
Mm-hmm.
So now they have to pay full price for the EV, you know, so.
Oh, I see.
People are not buying them, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, my son's friend just bought a used electric vehicle, and he has like he goes to like the fast charging places to do it, because who wants to do it the old fashioned way and wait so long? You know, I think we're in an instant gratification type of a world. So I think that that's a benefit,
well,
for you, that you're in a really
used to fill their gas tank up real fast, you know? So
right.
You
know, exactly. Yeah, totally. I know he would use you for sure because he doesn't want to wait. You know, plus he uses his electric vehicle as a transportation. You know, he charges people to go out and, you know, he drives them in it and stuff. So he would feel like it's lost money if he had to wait, you know, that long. So yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, no, they have private clients. It's my son and his friend. So sometimes the clients, they're very high end. They have like a Mercedes Maybach or they have a Mercedes Sprinter, and they'll hire them to come and drive them and take them to different events using their vehicles. But on nights where they don't want to use their vehicles, they say, hey, we can come pick you up in our Tesla. And they're loving it. They're loving it because they don't have to worry about the wear and tear on their cars and, you know, or having to have extra insurance on it. And they're just coming in their own vehicle. And so they're still like, you know, they'll still hire them to drive their vehicles, but they like this as an option. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Let me ask James one more thing. So that old number that you used to use for the other business, 5509, that's not on this same iPhone 13 Pro Max, is it?
No.
Okay, good. Okay. Because that number was completely obsolete. It shouldn't matter at all, but I noticed that it's your username for your account with us. And if you like, I can have tech change the username to your new phone number, because why have an old number as a our system's weird that way. Sometimes if we pull up an account and we put like that old number in, it'll create the account under that, but it doesn't have to stay that way. So
this is a totally different business. I told him, you know, set it up, get rid of the other thing. We don't need that. This is a different business. And why he put the two together. And then he would keep calling me on that phone number to the other business. And I said, you know, he just didn't, you know, start a new account, or I don't know what he's doing, but he should have just started a new account and got rid of that other business and put the information from this business on there. So.
Right.
When they made the app up, I was going into the app and looking, and it still had the website on it, had the old phone number on it, and, you know, I don't know.
Well, I'm glad that we're talking, because I'm going to fix all that right now. Matter of fact, I'm going, a lot of the newer agents, I'm like a dinosaur here. I've been with the company for 14 years, but a lot of the newer agents don't know that they can, you know, message our tech team and have them change a username or whatnot. And it sounds to me like when you were telling him don't put any of that information on, it sounds to me like he just wasn't listening to you, you know, because why... Yeah, but I can fix that all right now. I'm going to just go in.
Just, I don't know. I don't know, Matthew, but I don't know how he operates with other people, but he doesn't listen. He just wants to do stuff the way he says or whatever, and I don't know. I don't know. He talks down to you like you're a kid, or like you don't know nothing, or I don't know.
Wow.
I wasn't working out. I told him, this ain't going to work out between me and you. You don't listen, and I don't know. And then
use me as a point of contact moving forward. Don't ever call him, okay? My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. I'm, you know, obviously his boss. But you can always call me if you have a question or a concern or an issue. And I'll preface that by letting you know that I'm not a technician. I don't do programming. Sometimes I might have to reach out to someone else, like I'm doing right now with James, you know, but I absolutely can get you to the person that can solve your issue if you ever have, you know. And I think sometimes with newer agents. Yeah, my name's Tina. You want me to text you my direct line just so that you have it?
Send me your information if you can. That'd be great.
Yeah, I'll send it to you right now. So, and then next time you refresh the app, you'll see that your information is being corrected. We already took that other number off. The username will be reset to your new phone number, so I'll send you the new login credentials once tech does that. So they'll probably, you know, respond within the next couple of hours letting me know that it's been changed and that I can send you the credentials. And then my only last question would be, since I see evchargefastmobile.com is correct now. The 346-885-2045, that's correct now. Is it still 37902 Holly Fair, or is that also associated with the other business? There was an address on here of 27902 Holly Fair, and I think that might be associated with the other business, right?
That's my address.
Oh, okay, so we can use that for EV Charge Fast Mobile and Roadside, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, so that doesn't need to be changed. Okay, just making sure that that's all correct. And then I've already applied that extra 2 weeks for free on the back end, so the last thing I want to do is just test the number and make sure that it's working now. If for some reason it's not, I'll send James a message to call you back later, and then you and him can kind of troubleshoot because he's the expert on it. But he's telling me that you shouldn't have to log out of the app because it's, you know, the same phone number that you're using. So let me just double check. And we should be good to go. One second here. I'll try to do it on speaker too, so you can hear what happens on my end. And then if there's a glitch, then we'll get that fixed.
Thank you for calling Charge Fast Mobile and Road. Side to be your trusted services provider. If you are a new customer, press 1. And
I'll just press 1 and see what happens.
Oh, it's ringing.
Okay, what does it say as the caller ID? Does it say the call tracking number, or does it say local/leads?
It says local/.
Okay. So that caller ID will always show the same. If you get one coming in through the call tracking, it will always show as that. And then can you answer it, or is it still showing the blue button?
It's a blue button.
Try to answer. Oh, okay. Oh, hi.